عليه وسلم. I could not bear it, and I was put to so much hardship that I, Abu Huraira, weeping, went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah an yahdiya umma Abi Huraira ila al-Islam. O Messenger of Allah, please pray for guidance for my mother. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed for my mother to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, direct the mother of Abu Huraira to the right path. Hearing the prayer of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for my mother, I very happily returned to my house and found the door of my house closed. Hearing my footfall and guessing that it was I, my mother called from inside, O Abu Huraira, wait outside for a while. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, in the meanwhile, I heard the sound of water falling. My mother opened the door and, after taking a bath, said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that I testify there is no God worthy of worship, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. There are hundreds and hundreds of ahadith like this, in which how blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, and the blessings that came from with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly evident. Just the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een was such that, according to the hadith which can be found in Tirmizi, لا تمس النار مسلما رآني, the fire of hell is haram on the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, it will not touch the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, because they had seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their eyes. We, the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have not been deprived also. We have received countless favors and blessings from Allah the Almighty just because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From an ordinary Ummah, nation, like those before us, we became, as the Quran says, خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّارِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنْتُمْ أَفْخَرُهَا وَأَكْرَمُهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. We became the best of all Ummah just because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We became Ummatan wasatan, a moderate Ummah, لِتَكُونُ شُهْدَى عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that we may be a witness against the people. This is all because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were given a very easy deen, a very easy religion to practice upon. The Quran says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لَيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. The whole of the earth is a masjid, and if one cannot perform wudu for some reason or another, then it is permissible for us to make tayammum. We can read namaz wherever we wish. If there is no water available, Allah says that we can make tayammum. As for those nations that were before us, laws in their deen were not as easy. They could not pray wherever they wished. There were special places, fixed places, in which they had to offer their prayers. If anything impure touched their skin or clothes, it was compulsory upon them to cut the impure area. If there was something impure on their hands, then they would have to cut that skin off. If there was something impure on their trousers, then they would have to cut the area off. Yet all we have to do is wash the area, and the area will become clean and pure. One of the conditions of tawbah, of repentance, in some of the nations before us was that they had to kill themselves for their tawbah, for repentance to be accepted. As for this Ummah, this condition no longer remains. Because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave us a very easy deen, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more reward, more sawab for our deeds in comparison to the nations before us. Imam Bukhari has taken out a hadith on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا أَجُلُكُمْ فِي أَجْلِ مَنْ خَلَى مِنَ الْأُمَمْ مَا بَيْنَ صَلَاةِ الْأَصْرِ إِلَى مَغْرِبِ الشَّمْسِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your period in comparison to the period of the previous nation is like the period between the Asr prayer and Maghrib prayer. The period that you will stay in the service of this earth is like the period between Asr and Maghrib, a very short period. The least period between any two salahs is the period between Asr and Maghrib. The period between Fajr and Zuhr is a long period. The period between Zuhr and Asr is also a long period. Those nations that were before us, their period was a long one, like the period between these prayers. As for your period, it is a very short one. It is like the period between Asr and Maghrib. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُكُمْ وَمَثَلُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى كَرَجُلٍ إِسْتَعْمَلَ أُمَّالًا. Your example in comparison to the Jews and Christians is like the example of a man who employed some laborers. And he said to these laborers, مَنْ يَعْمَلُ لِي إِلَى نِصْفِ النَّهَارِ عَلَى قِيرَاتٍ قِيرَاتٍ. Who will work for me from morning till midday? And he will receive one qirat. فَعَمَلَتِ الْيَهُودِ إِلَى نِصْفِ النَّهَارِ عَلَى قِيرَاتٍ قِيرَاتٍ. The Jews volunteered to work till midday for one qirat. And after working till midday, they received their due. Thereafter this man said, مَنْ يَعْمَلُ لِي مِنْ نِصْفِ النَّهَارِ إِلَى صَلَاةِ الْأَصْرِ عَلَى قِيرَاتٍ قِيرَاتٍ. Who will work for me from midday till Asr prayer for one qirat? This time the Christians volunteered to work till Asr for one qirat. The Christians worked and they received their due. And then this man said, مَنْ يَعْمَلُ لِي مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْأَصْرِ إِلَى مَغْرِبِ الشَّمْسِ عَلَى قِيرَاتٍ قِيرَاتٍ. That who will work for me from Asr till Maghrib, and he will receive not one but two qirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, wa Sahaba, ala fa antum allatheena ta'maluna min salati al-asr ila maghrib al-shams. That you are the one, the Muslim, who are working from salatul asr, from the asr prayer till sunset, till the maghrib prayer. Ala lakum al-ajr marratain. And you are the one who will receive the reward double, will receive the reward twice. فغضبت اليهود والنصارى. The Jews and Christians became very angry and said, نحن أكثر عملا وأقل أطاعة. That we have done more work, we worked for a longer period, and yet we have got less wages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, هل ظلمتم من حقكم شيئا. That have I oppressed you? Have I been unjust to you as regards to your rights? They replied, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّهُ فَضْلِي أُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ شِئْ. Then this is my blessing, which I bestow on whomever I like. So because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are receiving double reward for our deeds in comparison to the nations before us. Not only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah the night of power, which is more superior than 1,000 months. The Quran says, إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. That the night of power is better than 1,000 months. If somebody from this nation was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just in the night of Qadr, and somebody from the nations before us was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously for 1,000 months, the person worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night of power from this ummah, his reward will outweigh the reward of the person who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously for 1,000 months in the nations before us. These are just some of the blessings that we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have received in this world because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the next world, the hadith states, فَأَكُونُ أَنَا وَأُمَّتِي أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُجِيدُ الصِّرَاطِ. That we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be the first to cross the bridge of Sirat. نَحْنُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمِ. And we will be the first ummah to enter Jannah. No ummah will enter Jannah before us. And the number of people entering Jannah from this ummah will be far greater than any other nation. As in Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, خَطَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That one day, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم delivered a sermon. And Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أَلَا لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا نَفْسُ مُسْلِمَةً. That only a believing person will enter Jannah. Allahumma hal ballagtu. Oh Allah, have I conveyed the message? Allahumma ishad. Oh Allah, be witness that I have conveyed the message. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter said, أَتُحِبُّونَ أَنَّكُمْ رُبُوا أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. وَصَحَابَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Would you like it if you constitute one quarter of the inhabitants of Jannah? The Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم replied in the affirmative, نعم يا رسول الله. Oh yes, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم thereafter asked, أتحبون أن تكونوا ثلث أهل الجنة؟ Would you like it if you constitute one third of the inhabitants of Jannah? Yet again the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين replied in the affirmative. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, إِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونُوا شَطْرُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. إِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونُوا شَطْرُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. That I hope that you will constitute half of the inhabitants of Jannah. That out of all the people entering Jannah from all the nations, from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's nation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nation, half of its inhabitants will be from my ummah, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet ma antum fi siwakum min al-umam illa kasharati al-sawda fi al-thawr al-abyad aw kasharati al-bayda fi al-thawr al-aswad. Yet you in comparison to the other nations will be like a black hair on a white ox, or like a white hair on a black ox. These are just some of the blessings that this ummah has received because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and will receive because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how true Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha's husband was when he said, لَكَدْ أَخِذْتِ نِسْمَةً مُبَارَكَةً. Oh Halima, I think that you have taken a very blessed child. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anhu thereafter said, فَوَضَّعَتِ النِّسَاءُ بَعْضَهُنَّ وَوَضَعْتُ أَنَّ أُمَّ النَّبِيِّ ثُمَّ رَكِبْتُ أَعْتَانِي وَأَخَذْتُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. She says that the women said farewell to each other, and I said farewell to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother. I climbed onto the Shia with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what do I notice? فَنَزَرْتُ إِلَى الْأَتَانِ وَقَدْ سَجِدَتْ نَحْوَ الْكَعْبَةِ ثَلَاثَ سَجِدَاتٍ. I noticed that the Shia's facing Kaaba made sajda, bow down 3 times. It was like as if this beast was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having received the honor of carrying the best of all creation. Then this very same beast, مَشَتْ حَتَّى سَبَقَتْ دَوَابَ النَّاسِ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا مَعِي. This very same beast began traveling at such a pace that the other donkeys could not keep up. The women were astonished and began to remark, Oh Halima, أَهَذِهِ أَتَانُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتِ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْتِ جَاعِيَةٌ مَعْنَا تُخْفِدُكَ طَوْرٌ وَتَرْفَعُكَ أُخْرَى. Oh Halima, isn't this the donkey on which you started with? The very same donkey which kept us behind and was a nuisance to us, and now it is travelling at such a pace that it is leaving us behind? Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha replied that this is the very same donkey. They said, إِنَّ لَهَا لَشَعْنَا. Oh Halima, something extraordinary has happened to this donkey. As the Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says, ثُمَّ قَدِمْنَا مَنَازِلَ بَنِي سَعْدٍ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ أَرْضًا مِنْ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ أَجْدًا. She says that we came to our dwellings in the Banu Sa'd country, in the Banu Sa'd area, and I do not know an area more barren than this. When we had Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with us, my flock used to yield milk in abundance. We milked them and drank, while such was the state of the other people that they did not have a drop of milk, nor could they find anything in the animal's udders. And our people began to say, إِسْرَوْ حَيْثُ تَصْرَعُ غَنَمُ بِنْتِ أَبِي زُعَيْبٍ فَتَرُوهُ أَغْنَامُهُمْ جِيَاعًا مَا تَبِدُّ بِقَطْرَةِ لَبَنٍ وَتَرُوهُ أَغْنَامِ شُبَّاعًا لُبَّانًا. She says, our people began to say to their shepherds, go and graze in the very same place the daughter of Abu Zu'aib, shepherd, goes. She says they grazed in the very same place, but even then their flocks came back hungry, not yielding a drop of milk, while mine had milk in abundance. She says, when we took Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our house, every house in the village began to smell of musk. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was love was put into the heart of everyone. And so blessed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. So blessed he was that whenever anybody was sick or in pain, we would take this child's palm and we would place it on the area which was in pain, and that person there and then would become better and he would no longer be in pain. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed with her for a period of time, and she took good care of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the hadith which can be found in Tabaqat of Ibn Sa'd and Dalail of Abu Nu'aym, narrated by Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, it is mentioned, كانت حليمة لا تدعه يزهم مكانا بعيدا فغفلت عنه. So Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha would take good care of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She kept an eye on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time and did not let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go far. Once at midday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with his sister to the lambs. Noticing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missing, Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha immediately went to look for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Finding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his sister in the scorching heat, Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha said to her, in this heat you have taken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out? She replied, oh my mother, the heat has had no effect on him. As I saw a cloud giving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shade wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. The hadith thereafter states, وَكَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُشِبُّ لَا يُشْبِهُ الْغُلْمَانِ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was growing up like none of the other children grew. He says, فَلَمَّا فَصَلْتُهُ قَدِمْنَا بِهِ عَلَىٰ أُمِّهِ وَنَحْنُ أَحْرَسُ شَيْءٍ عَلَىٰ مَكْسِهِ فِينَا. That when I finished weaning him, as was the custom, we brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his mother. Though at the time we were very anxious on keeping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with us for a longer period because of the blessings that we had seen, because of the blessings that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought us. She says, I spoke to his mother and I said to her, leave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with us till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes a big boy, as I am afraid on his account of the pest of Makkah. She says, we persisted till she sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back with us. فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَبَعْدَ مَقْدَمِنَا بِشَهَرِينَ أَوْ ثَلَاثَةٍ مَا أَخِيهِ مِنَ الرَّدَاعَةِ لَفِي بُخْمٍ لَنَا خَلْفَ بُيُوتِنَا جَاءَ أَخُوهُ يَشْتَدُّ فَقَالَ ذَاكَ أَخِي الْكُرْشِي قَدْ جَاءَهُ رَجُلَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا ثِيَابٌ بِيضٌ فَأَجَاءَهُ وَشَقَّ بَطْنَهُ. She says, some months after our return, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his foster brother were with our lambs behind our tents, when all of a sudden his brother came running and said to us, two men clothed in white have seized that Quraishi brother of mine and thrown him down and opened his belly and are stirring it up. Now in the narration of Muhammad ibn Zakariya al-Ghilabi from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, there is quite a bit of detail as how this event of splitting of the chest and the cleansing of the heart took place. However, I would like to mention that Muhammad ibn Zakariya is da'if, is a weak narrator, as is of the opinion of Dar al-Qutni, who says yasma al-hadith. However, on the other side we have Ibn Hibban, also a master of hadith, who has mentioned Muhammad ibn Zakariya al-Ghilabi being from amongst those narrators that are thicker, that are sound, and he has said that his hadith is accepted if he narrates from a thicker, a sound narrator. The great Imam Imam Baiki himself was in doubt in whether he should relate his hadith in his book, Dalail al-Nabuwa. But after having made istikhara, Imam Baihaqi rahimahullah chose to relate his hadith. Now, because there seems to be a difference of opinion amongst the ulama regarding the hadith of Muhammad ibn Zakariya al-Ghilabi from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, I personally will only relate that portion of his hadith which is supported by other authentic hadiths. It is related in his hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Kaya umma, ma li la ara ikhwati bin nahar. O mother, why is it that I don't see my brothers during the day? Hazrat Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, يَرْعَوْنَ غَنَمًا لَنَا فَيُرُوحُونَ مِنْ لَيْلٍ إِلَىٰ لَيْلٍ, that they take the lambs for grazing and they will return in the evening. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only a child, began to cry and said to his mother, Ya Ummah, فَمَا أَفْنَوْ هَاوْنَ وَحْدِي إِبْعَثِينِ مَعَهُ, what am I going to do all alone here by myself? Let me go with my brothers. From then on, Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha began to send Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with her brothers. The hadith states, فكان يخرج مسرورا ويرجع مسرورا. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go happily and he would return very happily. Like this one day, فلما كان يوما من ذلك خرجوا يرعون بهما لنا حول بيوتنا. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grazing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone with his brothers to graze the lambs. When all of a sudden midday, ضمرا, Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha's son Abdullah came crying, running to his mother saying, oh mother, quickly, quickly go and say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha asked the child, what has happened? He replied, بين نحن قيام بين نحن نترام ونلعب إذا أتاه رجل فاختطفه من أوساطنا. That whilst we were playing amongst ourselves, a man came and he took him from amongst us to the mountains, and whilst we were playing split open his chest, and I do not know what they have done with him. She says, my husband and I ran and made our way towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We found Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the mountain, shakhisan bimatarihi ila sama, looking towards the heaven. In some of the narrations it is mentioned that they found Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the color of his face had changed. They took hold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha began to comfort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to what's the matter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related the whole incident of what had happened to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the whilst I was playing with my brothers, three men came. بيد أحدهم إبريق فدة وفي يد الثاني تفطر. One of them had a silver needle in his hand, while the other had a gold basin full with snow. فانطلقوا بي إلى ذروة الجبل فأرجعوني على الجبل إرجاعا لطيفا ثم شق من صدري إلى عانتي ولا أنظر إليه فلم أجد لذلك حسا ولا علما. They took me to the mountains, they put me on the floor very gently, and then they began to split my chest to the lower part of my belly while I was watching, and I felt no pain. He took out my intestines and thoroughly washed them with the snow and then returned. The second said to the first, Tanaha, move, قَدْ أَنْجَزْتَ مَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ, as you have done what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do. He moved, the second one came close, took out my heart and split it open, and then he extracted a black cloth from it saying, and threw it away saying, هَذَا حَزُّ الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْكِ, that this black cloth is the cloth of Satan in you. Then he filled my heart with belief and wisdom and then put it back in its place. The third told the other two to move saying that you have done what Allah has ordered you to do. And the third passed his hand over that part of my chest, and it was healed. Then one of them said to his fellow, weigh him, ذِنُوهُ بِعَشْرَةٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِهِ, weigh him against 10 of his community. They weighed me against them, and I outweighed them. Then he said, weigh him against 100 of his community. They weighed me against 100 of them, and yet again I outweighed them. Then they said, weigh him against 1,000 of his ummah. Yet again they weighed me against them, and yet again I outweighed them. Then he said, leave him, as if you were to weigh him against all his ummah, even then he will still outweigh them. They embraced me, kissed my head, kissed me between the eyes, and then they said, O beloved, do not fear. If only you knew the blessings that are meant for you, you would be delighted. And then they said, how honored you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah and His angels are with you. In Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's version of the hadith, it is said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they left me. And I can almost see them still. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's foster father heard this story, he said to Hazrat Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, O Halima, I'm afraid that this child has had a stroke. Quickly take him back to his mother before the result appears. She says, we took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his foster mother, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, who in turn asked why we had brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back when we were very anxious in keeping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a longer period. I said to Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah has let my son live, and I have done my duty. I'm afraid that ill will befall him, so I have brought him back to you as you wished. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, asked what had happened, and she gave me no peace till I told her. When she asked if I feared a demon possessed him, I replied that I did. Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha said to me that no demon had any power over her son, who had a great future before him. And then Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha related how that when she was pregnant, a light came out of her which lighted up the castles of Busra in Syria, and that she had borne him with the least difficulty imaginable. And when she bore him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hands on the ground, lifting his head towards the heaven. Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha told Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha to leave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha left with her husband. This was the first time this event took place. And the reason behind it, as has been mentioned in the hadith, was to take out the cross of shaitan, so that the shaitan has no effect on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way whatsoever. The second time this event took place was when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a child of 10 years old. And the reason behind it was so that heart becomes pure from the matter of lahw al-aib, games and play, as this diverts one's attention to other things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith regarding this can be found in the Dalail of Abu Nu'aym and Sahih ibn Hibban, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The third time this event took place was at the time of prophethood, so that the heart can bear the revelation, the wahi. And the hadith regarding this can be found also in Dalail of Abu Nu'aym and Musnad Abu Dawud al-Tayalisi, narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the fourth time this event took place was at the night of Mi'raj, so that the heart can bear everything of the next world. And the hadiths regarding this can be found in Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari, Tirmizi, Nasa'i, and many other books. Some narrations also state that this event took place a fifth time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 20 years old. However, I'd like to mention that the muhaddithin, the masters of hadith, said that these narrations are weak and cannot be taken. So my brothers, this is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest was split and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was cleansed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq to learn. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.